Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
First and goal. I have pineapples, not oranges. Low snap. Williams fields it to the end zone. Touchdown! Roma Dunze! Third and six. Rams bring an extra body. Williams protected. Williams to the ball. To the end zone for DJ Moore.
I'll tell you right now, the connection between Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams is the most important one. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL vet and newly minted member of the CHSN team, will hang out with us at 725, discuss some of the Bears' happenings, even though he and I will discuss it tomorrow on our podcast, Believe in Bears. Going to be having him on, but the question that I want you to answer is, whose relationship would you like to be stronger, Caleb and Roma Dunze or Caleb and DJ Moore? 312-644-6767. They're both going to, all three of them are going to be here for a long time. And you could make an argument for DJ Moore, as one of my boys did, and said, he said, you want it to be DJ Moore because you feel bad that DJ Moore hasn't had his Prince Charming in the form of an NFL quarterback. He's had a carousel of quarterbacks. So you'd say, damn, man, just show my guy some love. Let's get him, let's let him and Caleb have a bromance and let that be the one that's stronger. And I said, au contraire, mon frère. DJ is a veteran. Just like Keenan Allen could walk in somewhere and catch a pass and not worried about it because his money's right, everything's good, it don't matter. DJ's going to show up every week and be DJ Moore. So they could be cool, right? No L. They could be cool. But I want Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze to be cool, like boys. I want them to play whatever, college football game day together.
See, I feel like right now it should be DJ Moore just for that veteran leadership and guidance. and like a mentor, but obviously the long term that we're looking for is Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. That's why you pick them both in the top 10, and you're looking for these guys for the next 10 to 15 years. So eventually I would say you want him, Caleb, to get more connected with Rome Odunze, but I feel like in this rookie year, it's best to get that with DJ Moore while he's the veteran and not to mention the highest paid receiver on that team.
Yeah. 312-644-6767. What do you think? Whose relationship should be stronger? DJ Moore, 22 catches on the year, $189. Rome Odunze, 10 catches on the year, $166. Interesting. Couple of joints over the top. Let's go to Jim out in Crystal Lake. Tyler, shoot me Jim. Jim, who do you want to see Caleb? Oh, go ahead.
No, just how you doing? I like the show. And I would go what your predecessor just said. Next year or two, I think it needs to be DJ Moore for his veteran leadership. We hope that Rome and Caleb build over the next couple of years because hopefully they're together 5 or 10 years. But I think right now the go-to's got to be DJ for his veteran leadership. And why can't they all succeed, right? But I think we can see Rome's going through some growing pains, as is Caleb. They're both 21, 22 years old. But Gabe, also, one thing, don't take us back to the dark days of the 70s where run, 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 even if it doesn't work. If it run, run, run is three and out all the time, yes, we got a great punter, but how about we pass never 50 times a game? Don't want to see that. But, hey, let's come into the 21st century and say we got a franchise quarterback. Run to where you have to, but pass.
I agree with that, Jim. I agree with that, Jim. My thing is you don't want to throw the ball 35 times in the first phase of the season, the first four games where you're then saying, all right, Caleb, I know you've never played here before. I know you never thrown the ball to these guys before, and these guys never blocked for you, but we want you to throw the ball 35 times a game, and we're going to put the team on your back as a rookie. I think that's the unfair part for Caleb. So when I say run, run, pass, it's more so to get you in those situations so that Caleb can get to that. Do I want him ultimately, eventually being able to throw the ball 30 times when he gets there? Yes, but I think in the present it is what I'm talking about. 312-644-6767. I understand the Caleb and DJ Moore connection and the desire for it. As I mentioned, my friend brought a great case for it. Get him his darling. But DJ Moore is already there. His confidence is already at an all-time high. The man got paid. He's one of the better wide receivers in the league. He's a proven commodity. I need Rome Odunze to use that 6'3 frame, jump up, go get it every time and be a beast. A beast. The guy that goes up and gets it and is a beast. And I need that level of confidence. And I think that's why Caleb and Rome together, Caleb can give him that confidence to be that, even though he's distributing the ball to DJ, to Cole, to Keenan Allen. But I'm curious what you have to say. You can text as well. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Kevin out in Mundelein. Kevin, whose relationship is more important in your eyes?
Hi, Gabe. I think the relationship with Rome is more important. You're looking for these guys to be, you're hoping these guys are teammates for 10 plus years. So coming in together as rookies, you're looking for that to be a, strong long-term relationship. But as you mentioned, it's important for him to kind of soak up the information from DJ Moore to get that strong experience. So that's important.
Do you think, and this is just I'm asking your own personal opinion. Does Caleb Williams strike you as someone who would rather dish out the information than receive it? And I mean by that, would you think he seems like the guy that would rather give it to Rome Odunze and be like, hey, bro, I think we should be doing this and this is how we should be rolling, or getting it from DJ Moore, where DJ Moore is like, hey, young man, I think you should do it like this, and maybe, being coachable in that sense, in your opinion?
He seems like somebody that really does listen. I'm just thinking about the hard knocks. He's really seemed like somebody that would really take in a lot of information and learn from it. So, I think it can work both ways. I think he can tell Rome what he needs to have happen, but soak up information from veterans like DJ.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin. I agree with you. I think that he is built like that. When you ask for an assessment of Caleb Williams, there are moments where he is coachable, and you see it. Not moments, he is coachable, but there's moments where you see it, that. And then you see where he has those leadership qualities and pulls people to the side, or, you know, and he saw it at this press conference from day one, things that we've seen. So I would love to see them continue to mature and blossom, but I don't know. If you got to pick one, of course we all want everyone to succeed. People thought the Bears were going to have 3,000-yard receivers by the end of the season. But I'm asking, if you had to pick, you got to pick. You got to say it in your mind. Wait a second. You know what? This is a great question. I'd rather – who do you want to have – if one guy's going to get 1,500 yards and one guy's going to get 800, you know what I mean? Who do you want where? Let's go to Ryan out in Whiting, Indiana. Who's that guy for you? Who gets the 15? Who gets the 8?
Oh, man, the 1,500's got to go to DJ Moore while Rome gets his feet wet in the NFL.
Okay.
But if those are the only two I have to choose from, you know, it's definitely Moore. But I would say his relationship needs to blossom with the O-line, especially with Jones on the left side, bro. They left Jones is blocking for Caleb like he owes him the money, you know?
Like he said something about his mama or something like that?
He's
like,
yeah, something. Dude, he's a turnstile. And then don't get me wrong, I don't mean to talk bad about any of my Bears, but I'm already thinking about, man, we need a left tackle, we need a guard, bare minimum.
Well, I think a lot of people forget, right? Like, Ryan Poles is still in the middle of his rebuild, right? He's, or maybe a little bit further than halfway, you know? But he is still anticipating his first-round pick in 2025. He's anticipating his second-round pick that he gets from the Carolina Panthers in 2025. And I'm certain he's thinking to himself, because of the position he put the Bears in on defense with the talent that they have, all I have to do now is use these assets on an offensive line or get creative to bring top offensive linemen in, and now my team is good. Now I have a year in the system with Rome and Caleb. I still have DJ Moore. I have some level of continuity on my offensive line. My defense is still signed up. That's when I think Ryan Poles is really, like, when he said he feels good about his offensive line, I've come to the realization that he means he's comfortable with the offensive line in the present and for what it is. He knows it's going to be better.
Well, maybe you can answer this for me. How is Rome supposed to get depth, and how are our wide receivers supposed to get depth in their routes if Caleb has somebody in his face or is horse collar tackling him? You know, how is he supposed to develop? Are we going to see another year like we saw the first year of Justin? And now we got to, you know, now we got to go through that whole rigmarole?
Yeah.
Or
I
do,
mean,
you think do you think Caleb is talented enough to be above all that? And the other thing is Caleb calling his own plays? And who was the last quarterback to call their own audibles on the line being a rookie? I think that's what's impressive with me with Caleb. But, I'll stop talking and let you answer.
Yeah,
sorry, boss.
Thanks for that. No, you're good, Ryan. I appreciate it, man. You know, I think sometimes we call with an initial question, and then once given the opportunity to settle in, you get a chance to talk. And I think you did that, and you did well. I think, all right, let's go to your first one. Rome over the top. Is his progress going to be stunted because of the lack of talent in your mind on the offensive line? I don't think so. I think where he's at on the receiver depth chart is what indicates that. He's behind Keenan and DJ Moore, right? So he's limited to begin with. He's not, you know, running the maximum amount of routes. It's just, that's just, you know, there. Now, getting over the top and finding moments for success, that's dependent on the offensive line and Caleb Williams working in tandem. And hopefully, as the season continues, not only Braxton Jones, but the left side of the line, right side of the line, right? Tight ends that are helping chip block. Everyone is operating on the same level. You heard Herm Edwards early in the show. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, download that Odyssey app. Talk about, there is a difference in expectation when going into the season and after week 4. going into the season, Super Bowl aspiration, do you think you are a team A? 4 weeks into the season, there's tape. You can tell what your team does well and where they lack. And I think being able to either coach those deficiencies or look yourself in the mirror and play better, both of those things happening at a, I don't want to say a rapid rate, but a continual rate, the Bears should be okay. And I think that's what happens. When you're talking about Caleb playing, calling his own plays, I think they mentioned him going to the line with options. So I don't think it's him calling the plays. It's him going to the line with play A, seeing what's there, and having the ability to go to play B. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls. Let's go to John. John, hey, I know I mentioned DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, but you think a relationship with somebody else is equally as important?
Yep, I think. Hi, Mr. Ramirez. Yeah, I would like to see him get with Cole Kmet. I think tight end can be a rookie quarterback's best friend, and that can be his security blanket. Cole can catch the ball as he's shown over the middle. That was a great catch that he did over the middle on the last game, and that Cole can be his security blanket. And while they get their line figured out, and the wide receivers are going to get theirs, and they're going to get more, but for a security blanket, I'd take my tight end.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. I agree with you wholeheartedly when thinking about the connection between the two of them, because you've seen Caleb become more comfortable releasing the ball up the middle, checking down to a Cole Kmet or a DeAndre Swift. And I think it's important for Cole Kmet to make those catches to then allow for believability. That relationship works both ways. But even still, I'd rather have Cole Kmet blocking on a DeAndre Swift 30-yard touchdown than me focus on him getting 10 catches for 80 yards. I'd rather have 10 catches for a buck 50 out of Rome with a touchdown. Now that makes me feel good. It's tough, man. I mean, it's such a hard, like, what we're watching is so cool with an L. We are watching Caleb Williams, a guy who everyone said is going to be great. We're watching him get better in real time. We're watching him make better decisions in real time. We're watching the team get better. We're watching, as I said at the beginning of the show, when's the last time you went into a Sunday confidently thinking that the Bears were going to win a football game? I'm not talking about from a fan's perspective. I'm talking about confidently, statistics and all. And you're like, yeah, this is what's supposed to happen. It's so cool to be able to watch that. And if you watch it with optimism and hopes and hopefulness, then it's not such a torturous process. You understand where you're at in all this. And then you get to play fun games like asking who you'd rather whose relationship would you rather be stronger. Let's take one more call, man. John, out in Lincolnwood.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. So when you're thinking about these wide receivers and their relationship with Caleb Williams, whose would you like to be stronger?
Oh, definitely Odunze for the long term, definitely. But DJ is going to get more targets and he's going to get more yards. I just think that Odunze could end up with more touchdowns. He can climb the ladder in the corner, and we should start seeing that, you know, when we get in the red zone.
Yeah, I definitely think that he's going to get the targets because, you know, obviously he's going to be their ex. And so, yeah, in the present, he's going to be that guy. But by next year, I need Roma Dunze to be a dog because Keenan Allen might not be there. And so I don't need a timid Darnell Mooney. And I don't mean that in a shady way because he's playing well for Atlanta. If you watched any of those games, he's getting a lot of targets over the top. Way better hands than Drake London. So it's a positive thing, but I don't want that. I want better for him. I want star status for Roma Dunze. You're 6'3". You're not 5'11", 180. You're 6'3", Papa. And mind you, I was a huge fan of his and Michael Penix Jr. at Washington. Loved Washington. So I've watched them a lot. I know what Rome can do. Rome is a, just throw the ball, Papa, I got it. He is that guy. I saw it 2 years in a row.
Just don't worry. Hey, hey, Penix. Just don't trip. Throw it up to the end zone. I'm going to get it.
I looked at him as like, it was a 1-2-3 tie almost between the three rookie receivers that got first picked off. I mean, obviously right now Malik Nabers is doing insane things.
He's a dog.
Now that Kyler Murray remembers that he has MHJ on his team and can throw it to him, good. He's a dog too. But I mean,
but those Rome are all number one receivers.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's
Rome
the biggest
can
difference.
Be that.
Of course.
He should be.
Give him 10 targets, he'll be okay. For those of you that listen to me all pre-draft and leading up, I told you Malik Nabers was Tyreek Hill. I told you that. I said, I know you haven't watched the tape. I have. He is Tyreek Hill. And then I said, Marvin Harrison Jr. is just Marvin Harrison Jr. He is him. And Rome Odunze, though, was like baby Jamar Chase. So
now there's a new wave of insane wide receivers in college right now.
I know. I've been seeing these 17-year-olds make one-handed catches. Somebody from the 049 said, Mr. Ramirez, you must be getting old, brother. Because the guy called me Mr. Ramirez. And it threw me off, too. I got to be honest. I was just, it was like, what? What did you say? I'm sorry. 815, long-term Rome, I'm fine with DJ now, but Caleb and Rome have time. A lot of Cole Kmets. So some good ones in there. We will get the chance to ask this very same question to our next guest, along with some other questions, because he believes the Carolina Panthers are going to put up more of a fight than we anticipate. Nine-year NFL vet Clay Harbor will join the show next. Make sure you're here for it. It's Gabe Ramirez. Right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I don't dislike old people. I love old people.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Not a quarterback. I'm a tight end, but I've watched a lot of tape. I've been in meeting rooms with Tom Brady. I've been in meeting rooms with Drew Brees. I've been in meeting rooms with Michael Vick. Quarterbacks know what they can do and what they can't do, and I know what a quarterback can and can't do and when you're supposed to expect them to be able to be successful.
I thought there was more to that statement. I wanted to hear the end of it. So what does that mean? For that, we'll talk to our next guest. He joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He has been in those rooms because he played in the NFL for 9 years. We won't count his snaps, but we'll definitely count his expertise as part of this show.
Oh, come on now.
He's also my co-host on Believe in Bears, the podcast. Make sure you get it wherever you can. It is none other than Corey Wooten. Just playing.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Do you really think he's on here with Corey Wooten?
No, stop it. It's Clay Harbor, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I know who it is. I just know I got to get you going from the beginning, Clay. That's what it is, from the very beginning, making sure we're on point.
No, it's what I just to point out, Gabe, I've played in over 100 NFL football games, man. It's a lot of games, a lot of snaps, been in a lot of locker rooms. So I have a lot of personal experience that I can add to a lot of situations from my life experience of playing this game my entire life. So, man, what do you want to talk about?
And playing with some of the best. That's what we do know. And you understand certain traits that differentiate quarterbacks because you have played not only with some of the best, but maybe some of the not so best. And that we do know as well. So, Caleb Williams, I think the biggest point of conversation that everyone's been trying to have this past week is the growth of Caleb Williams, right? And you've talked a lot about, you know, bright lights, first game of your career, Eagles, you know, and how nerve-wracking it was. But, you know, we haven't talked about game 4 or game 5 and how you settled into that role. And if you see similar.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
...parodies and Caleb Williams and the game not slowing down, but being able to absorb more than you were in that first week.
What I want to see is I want to see consistent growth, right? Is this guy continuing to improve? Is he continuing to get better? And that's what we're seeing from Caleb Williams. He was 7-8 against the blitz last week. Obviously, these weren't throws down the field. He's still struggling there. But against the blitz, he's got markedly better. And that's something that's very difficult for a quarterback to do, is to perform against the blitz. That was great. His short passing, his quick game passing, he was on point. He's got to work on the downfield stuff. I think he's 3-for-23 on throws from over 20 yards on the year. He's got to get a lot better on that, but you see that he is not trying to do too much anymore. If you look at it early in the season, he's taken a 20-yard loss on a sack. He's trying to make these plays he made at USC. Now he's saying, hey, I got a defense. I got this punter, this Aussie punter. I got some dogs I could just get the ball to. They can run, get Swift in space, get Roschon Johnson the rock a little bit, and we're going to have success. So now he's slowing down into more of, I hate this term, a game manager. But he's realizing he's going to continue to grow until he gets comfortable enough with the speed of the game, the difference of when you are in those plays that you're making. These aren't USC players anymore. Washington State guys trying to tackle you. These NFL grown men. Until then, he's going to continue to manage these games and rely on his defense. And lucky for him, he's got a great defense and a really good punter. I think the Bears are going to win a lot of games this year, at least 8 or 9 still, I still believe. And he's improving. So that's what I see from him.
Yeah, what's that like to – because I think a lot of times, Clay, when I talk to you, I always ask you these questions because I know how I feel as a fan, right? And then so I always like to ask you how you feel as an NFL player and if there's a difference between that. And so I often bring those things up when it comes to fan speak. And one of those lines is, you know, they'll hit a stride in the second half of this. Like, these are things we talk about. But is that real? Or, like, are teams who they are, you know, throughout that course of that season? Or is that stride thing, that getting over a hump thing, finding your identity and playing to your strengths, is that as real as we as fans or analysts make it out to be?
It actually is, depending on the team you're on. So if you're on a team like the Bears, you got a fresh offensive coordinator. The defense is who they are right now. They were with Matt Eberflus last year. They were with Matt Eberflus the year before. They know the calls. This has been the same defense. Offensively, they're still learning the playbook. You're not 100% comfortable yet. You don't have all the practices, the training camp practices, the extra preseason games. the time on task with OTAs that you had in the past. So they're not still comfortable with this offense. And then you got a rookie quarterback on top of that. So it isn't just fan speak in the sense of Caleb is going to improve faster than a lot of these players because he doesn't have that experience to go off of. He's never played in these stadiums he's going to before. After my rookie year, I'm going to all these places for the first time. Mm. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what kind of lights are. I don't know the locker room. I don't know what their stadium noise is like. I don't know what the wind is like if it's outside. I don't know the grass. I don't know the turf. But as you continue to go, you go on these trips. You haven't been on an NFL trip before. Two NFL trips, three NFL trips. You're starting to figure out the schedule, your routine. There's so many things that go into this. And as the season goes on, you get more used to it and you get more comfortable. You get more familiar. You get more used to all this crowd noise. And NFL now are using the headsets. You're not just going off the crowd. You're not just going from the sideline anymore. So there's a lot of things that you are getting used to. And that's why for the Bears, they will continue to improve because it's the first year in an offensive system and it's the first year for a rookie quarterback. And don't get me started on the comparisons between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, Gabe. Let me give me this rant. Give me this 2 minutes right here.
You got it.
Jaden Daniels, right? You can't compare the context. Context matters. Jaden Daniels is in an offensive system. He's asked to throw screen passes, run pass options, RPOs. He throws a screen pass. If he doesn't, he's throwing a stick route. He is not throwing down the field. He's thrown 7 balls over 20 yards all year. Cliff Kingsbury's system is quick passes, quick passes, quick passes. He's averaging 6 air yards per throw in the NFL this season. That's 28th in the NFL. Caleb Williams is averaging 8.4 air yards per throw this year, which is fifth highest in the NFL. He's thrown 23 balls over 20 yards, the most in the NFL. He's only completed 3 of those. But what I'm saying is this. He's coming into an NFL offense. Shane Waldron, an actual NFL coach, not Cliff Kingsbury, college offense, copy and paste from LSU. Same thing you've done. Quick passes, quick screen, quick screen. He's using his legs in the run game. Caleb Williams is not. Caleb Williams is running an NFL-style offense. He is trying to adjust to that. It's going to take longer, but it will not be figured out as quickly as Cliff Kingsbury's offense will. In my opinion, I don't think those offenses have been proven to work as well as the Shane Waldron, who obviously comes from the Shanahan-McVay tree, has shown to be successful. So it's harder to get going, but once you figure out, higher degree of difficulty, but a higher rate of reward. So Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels should not be judged on the same plane. If you put Caleb right now where Jaden Daniels is, he would be doing similar to what Jaden Daniels is. If you put Jaden Daniels where Caleb is, he'd be doing similar to what Caleb is.
Yeah, and it's funny, Clay, because for anybody that watched the games, like I know we do, it's clear as day in the first minutes of watching Jaden Daniels, and I'm not throwing shade at him. He looks great. He looks like Tua, right? Extremely accurate in the short and intermediate throws. Anything down the field, it's risky or ends up, and we saw it. That's where he threw his interception on Sunday, right? Throws down the field were tough. But they're being asked to do different things. And let's not forget, they have Brian Robinson Jr., who they can give the ball to as a lead back, that's a bruising back kind of a guy. And I know Austin Eckler was hurt last weekend, but it's a great change of pace back. Like they did it right in the running back room. They put
and
those
guys. I
will
also add something too here, Gabe, which is it's something that Jaden Daniels brings, and we saw a little bit from it from Caleb this week too. I know you saw it, but Jaden Daniels, right? So you're losing a guy in defense when you're playing Jaden Daniels. Why? The zone read. You have to have a guy to stop the quarterback. You have to make sure the quarterback's accounted for. With the Bears, the first couple of 3 weeks, you didn't see any zone read. And Caleb's not going to major in a zone read where he's reading the defense and then taking off or a run pass option. But you saw some of that in the game. You saw Caleb pull the ball 2-3 times. And guess what? The D-end was getting in on the run play. But now they're watching the film, and you're pulling that defensive end. And that makes the cutback lane that much bigger to help with the run game. Now teams are going to have to prepare. Caleb has shown that he has pulled the ball in his zone read. If you watched last week, 2 or 3 times. So now that helps the run game a lot. And I think that can also be a factor to help the run game get going. The fact that you are utilizing the zone read, and now the defense is basically losing a player.
And I think that when you're talking about what the nuances and what it can look like in the, I mean, you saw the things that you can do to adjust to that, right, from the Shane Waldron standpoint, and what the offense can look like when you find out what it is that Caleb Williams is going to be able to do, where the defense is obviously they're going to have everybody there, but what are you doing to do that? Are you having misdirections? Are you putting your counters in there? And we've seen Shane Waldron, you know, do a little bit of that. And a lot of people, that was a lot of talk of that as well this weekend, Clay, that, you know, what Shane was going to do. And I think a lot of people weren't giving him grace, right? Because, you know, you look at Sean McVay, he put a tight end and a running back against Montez Sweat too. And look what happened in that instance, right? I mean, and we're talking about Sean McVay, an offensive genius that people call, right? I mean, all the pre-snap penalties that people are saying is solely on Coach Flusse. Well, how many did Baltimore have in that game this weekend? So, again, and that's hard. Go tell Harbaugh he's a bad coach because they had a lot of pre-snap penalties. It's like sometimes you have to give grace to these people, but I'm curious, in your mind, a guy like Shane Waldron coming into this position, a lot of pressure on him, coaching Caleb Williams, running this offense that's been desolate over the last few years. How do you think he's doing? Because you heard a lot of people saying, we need you to coach us harder, right? Or you need to follow the game flow. I mean, how difficult is it, and how good of a job do you think he did over the weekend? And do you think he'll continue to do that as weeks go on with this Bears offense?
He's improved, man. I'll say, I played with Mercedes Lewis for 4 years, and we played on some bad Jaguars teams. Big dog, Mercedes Lewis, was me and him, 1 and 2 tight ends. One of my best friends in the NFL at the time, Mercedes, my guy. For him to go up and tell a coach that, it's going to take something. And obviously he's changed because he's been in the league so long. He was old back then. He's still old. Obviously now he's ancient. But for him to say that, he really had to have that on his mind and heart where he had to go say something. So something had to be wrong there, firstly, because I know Mercedes played with him for several years, went to battle with him for several years, blocking right next to him. Something had to happen. But looking at this game plan, I really liked what Waldron did. First thing we go for is I was a little bit shocked when Kari Blassen game was inactive, but I liked what he did. You saw Cole Kmet in the backfield, had a couple of lead plays. Then he's obviously the wing tight end, and he's sifting across the formation. You saw that a number of times where he's taking out the knees, even on that big touchdown run, taking out the knees off the opposite defensive end. So next play, you're putting Cole Kmet outside. Next play, Cole Kmet's at fullback. Next play, Cole Kmet to tight end. That puts stress and pressure on a defense because now they don't know what personnel group you're in when they see what formations you're in when they see your personnel grouping. So they're running behind on that. They're using Gerald Everett in a couple of interesting ways, and they're moving guys around. So I liked what he's able to do there. And then another thing I loved is they took the old Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, pull the guard, get the linebacker to suck up. You throw the tight end the ball right over the middle, which is a heck of a throw by Caleb at the end of the game right there, right before the run for the touchdown, where Caleb puts a perfect ball over the middle. One of my favorite plays. Gronk, when I was with New England, Gronk and Brady would practice that play all the time. Guard pull, tight end pop pass. Caleb ran that to perfection. I want to see that a lot more. But that's not going to work if you're not running the ball. So the first thing they got to do is continue running the ball, because when you run the ball, you're going to open up all these plays, that pop pass, like the old Brady Manning pop pass, pulling the guard. You're doing a lot of good things there. I saw Caleb. They gave him the autonomy to make some audibles, line of scrimmage. I highlighted it on my Twitter. I said this was one of the coolest things I saw from Caleb. It was that screen to Cole Kmet where he had DJ Moore and Romo Odunze blocking for him.
And he was the fullback in I formation right there, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And he got this quick screen, and he couldn't get the first down, but the play call from Caleb was perfect because he had the defense out leverage. He saw it was zone coverage, and Cole had the defense out leverage. Perfect call. It just wasn't executed. Things like that give me hope that this thing is moving in the right direction, that they're coaching him the way he needs to be coached, and Shane Waldron is learning what Caleb is capable of every game.
And I think he's going to continue to be that way. And that's what we're seeing. And I know you mentioned 8 or 9 victories, Clay. And, you know, they have these 2 games coming up. I know you said Carolina on your social media that, you know, they're going to put up a bigger fight, which we know. I told my brother, I said, Andy Dalton's going to put up points. That's what you do know.
Yeah.
Right? And so you got to still be able to outscore them.
Their offensive line is one of the best in football. They've given up 1 sack this year. Andy Dalton got pressured 1 time last week. This is a great offensive line. You're not going to be able to count on your defense. Their defense is their weak link, okay? So the Bears' offense, our weakness, is going to have to take advantage of their weakness. And so can the offense do that? because this offensive line is legit. You're not going to get pressure with your front four. So I'm curious to see how this goes, because it's good versus good and bad versus bad. So which one's going to win?
And in your mind?
I think the Bears are. After last week, they're trending in the right direction. Get DeAndre Swift out in some of those same situations, run the ball, get some creative, that little shovel pass to DJ Moore that got called back from a penalty, Nate Davis hold, bring that back. That was a heck of a call by Shane Waldron. If that thing
did you like that play? Penalty, I got to be honest. I was watching that play at my daughter's birthday party, Clay, and my boys and everybody were all surrounded like an iPhone. And right when the play was called, right when I'm watching the play, before the penalty got thrown, I was like, terrible play call. What are we doing? I was like, let's play regular.
He got 10 yards. If he doesn't hold there, Clay, that's a first down.
But it's the gimmick of it that bothers me, right? And if you go back, and I know you watched the game just like I did, every play, the first play action came on first down, and it was a wide receiver. It was a play action wide receiver screen. And I'm like, play action by design is to get the defense to come up to the line. And as a result, you did a wide receiver screen with a play action. It was just odd to me. So, like, there were moments where I was like, yo, this is just not right. But then, obviously, I felt like he got into a rhythm. And obviously, DeAndre Swift had a lot to do with that, which, by the way, we didn't get a chance to talk about. You're a hater, bro. I cannot believe you said.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I know where we're going with this.
You know exactly where we're going. How are we not going to talk about this? I predicted on our podcast that DeAndre Swift would get 100 yards rushing. Both you and Marshall Harris looked at me like I was medio loco, and you guys were like, Gabe, you're crazy. You're out of control. He gets 93 yards. They do a podcast without me, and I say, did you guys mention that I predicted DeAndre Swift getting 100 yards? You know what Clay Harbor tells me? He only got 93. Are you kidding me? I predicted a game of games from DeAndre Swift. He looked good, didn't he?
He only ran. He looked real good, and I was worried about him. And when I think the Roschon Johnson noise and people saying that kind of lit a fire under him, and I've seen that happen before. He started running better. He started hitting the hole and then making his decisions, not waiting to picking your hole. No, hit the hole. It should all look the same to the hole. When you get to the hole, that's when the magic happens, and you do you be you. You become your reads and why you're so special. But he definitely impressed, and I'm glad that they saw what every other Bears fan saw, and that Roschon Johnson should be the lead back, or the short yardage back. And I'm also glad what they saw, what everybody else saw, get an I formation, run power, pull the guard, down block, put Doug Kramer in the backfield, have him kick somebody out, down block with Mercedes and Cole Kmet. Come on. Power.
Yeah,
the goal line. Let's go.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I know you and I will get an opportunity to chat about it tomorrow. Make sure you follow Believe in Bears. Subscribe so you can hear our thoughts on what's going on. And then, of course, you can always catch Clay Harbor weekdays. What time is it?
Oh, CHSN. Left, man. We did 5:30, the Big Pro football show with Ruthie Polinsky and David Haw, the Score Zone, David Haw. We had our first show tonight with Eric Kramer, special guest. We had some good stuff, and we're tomorrow the same exact time, 5:30, DirecTV. We're still working on the YouTube TV contract from what I hear, but DirecTV and your antenna, if you guys want to check us out at 5:30.
I love it, man. Clay, talk to you tomorrow. All right, brother?
All right, bro. Later.
Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL vet, all-around good guy right there, hanging out with us on 670 The Score. Going to circle back on the other side. We still got more show to go, baby. Don't go anywhere. And I'm going to give you a little update on playoff baseball. Who shocked the world today and made it on to the next round? A little Benetti might be happy about it. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez here on The Score.
That was ludicrous.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Coming up at 8 p.m., we get to chat a little Bulls basketball with Mark Schanowski, who'll be hanging out with us. Got a lot of questions about this team and what they'll look like this year. Probably a bit different from last, but I wanted to give you guys the update on what was happening in baseball, man. A lot of people have been texting in. Going crazy about what's happening. Kansas City knocking out Baltimore. Detroit knocking out Houston. And the Twins barely missing the playoffs, right? I'm getting texts about AJ Hinch, how he's the coach of Detroit and how the Sox should have, but hey, water under the bridge. getting texts about Kansas City and how they let go of Pedro Grifol because they didn't want him. And now he it's just a lot. It's rough. But the Yankees will face the Kansas City Royals. That is a fact. And Cleveland is going to be going up against Detroit. Wow. That's crazy. Cleveland and Detroit, you played all year. And you're like, damn. Atlanta's up 1-0 on San Diego right now. Mets are up 3-1 in the fourth against the Brewers. Nick Costos from You Better You Bet. You hear all the commercials. They were minus 105 to win. He was heavy on the Mets to win that game. So that would be interesting. And then obviously everything starts after that. I mean, the World Series is here, man. People that love baseball go so hard. I always tell people I think baseball playoffs are the best playoffs in all of major leagues or in all of professional sports. Who do you think has the best playoffs, Tyler?
Like playoff chances?
No. I mean, like when you watch playoff, like people, a lot of casual fans only watch the playoffs.
Oh. Ooh. You know what's, I have to say, I'm not the biggest baseball fan,
but
I do lean into the MLB playoffs because I don't know, just something about it is just, it's a totally different vibe and energy when it comes to baseball.
I'll tell you
playoffs.
Exactly what it is. It is because every pitch is a duel between batter and pitcher, and every pitch matters in the grand scheme of the game, whereas any other game is just kind of like whatever. But
right.
Every moment, every pitch can be a home run. Every pitch can lead to something else. And you're looking at this again. There's no other word better than a duel. And in every other sport, you know, basketball, you can watch a playoff game where a team gets down 7, hits a run, and it's still exciting. Fourth quarter playoff basketball is incredible. Basketball is my favorite sport.
And even the atmosphere for MLB playoffs, like,
it's insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane. Playoff football, I was at the Double Doink game. I know what that's like. It was intense.
You were in person for that?
Oh, you didn't hear the story?
The quick
story goes, before we go to break, to go to Mark Chernowski. I'm sitting there. I couldn't stomach to watch the kick. So I go down to one knee and turn around. And I hear everyone go, yeah. And I think we won. And they say, oh, they called the timeout. And I'm like, what? Now, mind you, I'm faded at this. It's fourth quarter. I'm faded. Thinking we're about to get to the next round. And then as I'm going down to take the knee again so that I don't watch the kick, as I'm going down, I haven't even made it all the way down yet, I hear, oh, and I'm like, what? He missed the kick. No way. So it's like I couldn't even properly prepare myself to look away. And then later that night, I got into a fight with a Philadelphia Eagles fan. That's a whole nother story for another time.
I need to hear about that behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. I got to stop fighting. Mark Chernowski. He will not fight the urge to talk Chicago Bulls basketball. He will give information freely, and he will do it right after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on The Score. Don't fight.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.